IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
With the presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters from all around the world. This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Viewpoint. I am Beta again here with you. And today I have the honor to have two dear guest speakers here with me, Brother Ali and Sheikh Rouhani. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome here in this studio.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you for being here with me. And then, as you know, again, we're going to discuss something really interesting, and I want your viewpoint here on this topic, which is Arba'in. As all we know, Arba'in is a Shia religious observance that actually occurs 40 days after the day of Ashura. And it is one of the most important observances and rituals in Islam, I think, which actually indicates many principles of our religion to the world. And as you know, every ritual and every observance has many aspects to be discussed. And in this episode specifically, we're going to discuss three aspects of Arba'in, which are actually the political, social, and the cultural aspects of this ritual. First, I want you to give me a brief explanation of Arba'in and its rituals, and then I'll go for the first aspect, the political part of Arba'in. Brother Ali, let's start with you.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. All of us, the followers of the school of Ahlul Bayt, alayhim salam, know that Arba'in is one of the most important events in our lives. Because even in the narration narrated by, reported from the 11th Imam, that he actually announced it, one of the signs of a believer, a mu'min, that is, if he actually cares for the Arba'in and goes for the pilgrimage of Arba'in, is among the ones that who is a believer.
Yeah.
So this is a narration that is narrated from the 11th Imam. We know that this is not something new, that from the time of the era of the Ahlul Bayt, the infallible Imams themselves, before occultation. This day has been commemorated and was valued and was looked at differently. So it's not something new. Even in our age and era, it has been also valued, and it has been commemorated in the last, at least in the century that we are in, and also in the last century, the reports that we had received, it was telling us that, yes, the people cared really for this important event. But not exactly like what is happening these days. Because the kind of attention that people are giving to this important event, that is the 40th day of martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, that is the anniversary of the 40th day of his martyrdom, is being looked really differently and is being actually commemorated really differently. Because in comparison to what we have seen in the history, the number of the people who are joining for this event are quite a lot, alhamdulillah. Some reports that I myself witnessed from the holy shrine of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Once a friend of us was working in the holy shrine, showed me the statistics that showed at least 26 million. But though the formal and official statistics say something else, something between 15 to 20 million. But anyhow, this number, even if let's take the least amount of it, that is 15 million gather in one area, and they are coming for something to commemorate something which is really important to them. So it means that it has some meaning. It has to be studied. The sociology. It is quite meaningful for the scholars of the science of sociology that when this number of people gather somewhere, it has to be analyzed and looked at meticulously. So the revolution of Imam Hussein, or the uprising, if we can call it, by itself was important and has been talked about. It has been interpreted in the Islam world by different scholars, no matter from the followers of the school of Ahlul Bayt, even from the Sunni denominations. All of them respect Imam al-Hussein. I mean, all the Muslims, I can say. Now they admire Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, and the kind of way, I mean, the way that they look at the way of Imam al-Hussein is quite clear, and the way that they blame Yazid and his followers is quite understandable in their behavior, and it goes without saying even to call it, because I myself witness lots of Muslim communities outside our country, and I saw really that they really appreciate Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, and they, even if they did not believe in him as an imam, but a real let's say companion of the Holy Prophet, and who was known as the grandson of the Prophet, and by Prophet himself, they have narrations that how greatly the Holy Prophet talked about Imam al-Hussein and his status in Jannah, in the heavens and paradise. So it goes without saying to talk about the status of Imam al-Hussein among the Muslim denominations. But Arba'in in itself is being looked differently these days. This great population is coming in a walk to go and commemorate this important noble existence.
So, Brother Ali, let's keep actually these differences that you mentioned, that there is a difference here between the Arba'in that we have today and with this huge population that all go there for Imam Hussein as even at least a grandson of the Prophet. Let's keep it here and have the Sheikh Rouhani's opinion viewpoint on this issue and on this difference that we can see and the huge population. What can be the intention of these people going there? Only there is this pure love that will force them to go there, or no, there is some more deep actually intentions, like some political things there?
Yes, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Of course, the Arba'in March actually has, of course, a kind of political function in Muslims' life. It is true. Because, first of all, you see that, of course, it does unite the Ummah, or I mean the Muslim Ummah or the Muslim nation. But before getting united with each other, so Muslims should be strong. Where does this strengthen come from? It comes from the strong beliefs, strong ideology, strong ideas, strong, let's say, will, and particularly beliefs. So that's why I think the Arba'in commemoration can strengthen the hearts of Muslims with full of love to Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam, devotion to Abu Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salatu wassalam, and it strengthens their belief in Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wassalam. So the more you have strong beliefs, the more you are strong. That's why I think this kind of commemoration help Muslim Ummah and Muslim nation to, first of all, strengthen themselves in terms of their beliefs, their ideas, their decision, their worldview, viewpoints regarding the political affairs, social affairs, even moral affairs. So that's why I think it has a great role in this respect. And then it, of course, it can unite the Muslim Ummah. Because of what? Because Abu Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam is among the companions of the Holy Prophet. So all Muslim, let's say, different denominations, they do respect the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's not only for the Shia people, but also for the Sunni different denominations. They also pay a tribute and respect to the companions of the Holy Prophet. So Abu Abdullah al-Hussein is one of the companions of the Holy Prophet.
Yeah.
So when we commemorate martyrdom of one of the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it unites all the Muslim Ummah. Secondly, Abu Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam is among the Ahlul Bayt, household of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In many of ahadith which is narrated by Sunni scholars, Shia scholars, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam always overemphasized on Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam, on his progeny, and telling us to pay respect, to follow them, to obey them. So from this perspective, again, it can unite us because all Muslims believe in this status and a higher rank of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam. Thirdly, Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam sacrificed himself, his life, for the sake of Islam, for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So all these values and virtues are the most important values for all Muslims, not only for the Shia Ummah, rather for all, let's say, Muslim different Muslim denominations. So from all these different perspectives, if you look at the commemoration of Arba'een, of course, it does unite the Muslim Ummah. And of course, it does strengthen the hearts of Muslims, the hearts of people. And once I was checking the news agencies, some of them quoted the commander of the coalition forces in Iraq. He once said that this black snake, he was just mentioning the people who were walking in the street as a black snake, said that this black snake, one day they can get us out of Iraq, and they will defeat us, these people. It is quoted, some of the commanders of these forces quoted as such. I'm not sure whether it is true or not, but of course it shows that even the enemies of Muslim Ummah, they fear this gathering and these people, millions of people, when they gather in the Arba'een commemoration.
Thank you, Sheikh Rouhani. So after the things that you told up to here, we got two perspectives more than the others, like the political perspective that you mentioned, the unity that we can see in this actually observance. And the other one was the the social one, that we can see all these Muslims united together, and this brotherhood that we can see in every Muslim that actually go for Arba'een commemoration. And another perspective that I think we have to emphasize here is the cultural perspective that should be highlighted here again. And Brother Ali, I want you to elaborate this perspective more.
Actually, let me first do a categorization on what the respective Sheikh said earlier, and then I'll move to this cultural one. Yes, as for a political, like any other political event that actually shows its fruit in the society, it can lead to the unity and unification of the Islamic Ummah. Also, it can show the security that is that exists in the country of Iraq. You know, some currents and some streams do not like Iraqis to live in security and peace.
Yeah.
So they want to justify their presence in Iraq with the motto of lack of security or insecurity in Iraq. But it shows that which country can control, for example, a population of 20 million in a safe environment. So it means that they have a good security inside themselves if the others or foreigners let them leave.
Yeah.
So it shows their power and their own abilities and capacities. Again, it shows the empowerment of the Islamic Ummah in the shadow of unity, because as a respected, these are under the subcategories of the political, let's say, functionality of Arba'een. As I said, that we see this unity among the Islamic Ummah. One might say that all the Shias are there and they are collected from different parts of the world. So I think there are needed to be those who say such a thing are needed to be invited to see Arba'een from close, from near, to see where people are from. Are they really only Shias or not? I myself have witnessed Christians and the people from Ahlus Sunnah there. So based on reports that actually are issued from the both Holy Shrine of Najaf and Karbala, more than 60 nationalities, people from different religions and different denominations in religions, do participate in the ceremony.
Yeah.
So it does not mean necessarily Imam Hussein belongs to the Shias. No, Imam Hussein belongs to the whole world, to the all freedom seekers of the world.
And thank you, both of you, for having your point of view on this important principle of Islam. And thank you, dear listeners, for listening to us. It was all the time we had for today's episode. I bid you farewell. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Standing here alone, land so far from home. A place where angels cry, where little children die. Hussein has said goodbye, praying some of them survive the torture and the hate. They can't bear to watch him leave. They cry out, Hussein, ya Hussein. This is Karbala, where Zainab left her heart. She left her brothers in the dust, but there's much more pain to come. This is the road to Shire. She won't make the journey home. She cries, ya Hussein.